Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Back in Studio A with my guest this morning from San Juan College. Zach Pettyjohn is here from the San Juan College Building Trades Department. Zach, welcome back to KSJE. It's good to have you here.
Thank you very much, Scott. It's nice to be with you.
You bet. Last time you were here, I think we were talking a little bit about another sale of some construction projects that your students had built. And so you are back again, a little different projects this time. And so I wanted to ask you a bit about the change and also remind folks that, of course, this is a sale of these projects that the students have been working on, and they benefit your program, right? The sale of these things?
That is correct. Yes. And the last time that I came to visit, we were in the process of selling some houses or homes that our students had built. And in the last 2 years, we have been trying something new. We are, instead of building one larger home, we are building multiple smaller buildings. All of the steps are the same and all of our curriculum stays the same. And we're finding that it's quite beneficial for us to build half a dozen small structures instead of one house.
And your students are learning all the building trades techniques, right? From carpentry to framing, and I mean, go through it all for us of what you teach your students through the course of the program.
Absolutely. Our learning outcomes followed the course of what it would be to be a carpenter or a contractor in the state of New Mexico. And we start with the foundation and concrete, and then we move up to floor framing and wall framing and roof framing. And then we see that we dry the house in, so then we would put our shingles on the top and install windows and doors. And that usually takes us through the fall semester. And then in the spring, we come back to finish the homes or finish the sheds in this case. And we insulate, we install drywall, finish that drywall. Then we install any trim work that we might have inside the house, as well as any exterior siding that might go on. And then we study cabinets and kitchen design, and then buy and purchase cabinets to be installed in our structures. And then lastly, and always the most fun for all students, we finish with painting.
Right.
And we learn the proper techniques to paint and some color theory as well.
Gotcha. And so, and all these skills obviously are transferable whether you're building a shed or a three-bedroom house or an office building or what have you, really, right? I mean, these are the skills that these students are learning, and they can be taken out into the real world and get jobs and move on, right?
These skills are absolutely transferable to the real world. These are a part of our curriculum design is that we are trying to make it as realistic as possible, and we meet with our advisory board, which are professionals in the area, and they advise us as to what the latest and greatest is, and we're trying new products all the time. We're following building codes and speaking with building inspectors. We're really trying to make our program as realistic as possible for our students, and the benefit here at San Juan College is that we are given the opportunity to build these real structures and not have to have a mock-up or a practice. These are their real structures. We finish with structures, and then that's why I come see you, Scott, is so that we could quite possibly sell those and then put that money back in our program so we can build more.
Right, right. Well, let's talk about that and the specifics of them. This is and you call them sheds, and I have to take a little bit of a thing with that word, but we'll talk about that in just a moment, right? But this is, the sale is going to be on October 14th for our radio audience, right?
The open house viewing.
So, pardon me, yes.
So we have an open house viewing on Saturday, October 14th from 8 a.m. until high noon, and we are inviting the public to come to take a look at the 12 structures that we have in our building yard and what our students have accomplished. The sale truly is pretty much any time from now until the last one is gone.
Okay. So someone can make you an offer today.
They could. Yes, sir.
Possibly.
Are
right?
you interested, Scott?
Well, I don't know. I might be. I okay. might have, we may have to talk after the show.
Absolutely.
But we'll have to see. But you're calling these buildings sheds, and they're small in size, but they are almost like mini, I don't want to say houses, because they don't have electricity. They don't have plumbing, and that's maybe the main difference, which keeps them from being like a tiny house, and they're small. But that's really the only things that they're lacking, right? Because they are finished. They are insulated, as you mentioned.
Yes, sir. When you walk in one of these 10 by 12 or 8 by 14 structures, you feel like you're in a home. We have a closet, a coat closet. We have trim around the base. We have luxury vinyl plank on the floor. One of the 12 has red oak hardwood flooring.
We'll see some pictures here, too.
It feels very much like a beautiful home inside.
So I'm thinking these things could really be called man cave, she shed, something more than just a shed.
Absolutely. This could become a home office. This could become a playhouse. It is not, and you are correct, Scott, it's not really where you're going to wield your lawnmower inside.
Right.
That's not really the purpose of this. This can be a nice little hobby house out back.
Exactly. And so here we're seeing some photos that you provided to us of some of your students, and these were all built by your students.
Yes, sir.
And over the last couple of years, right? That's how these came to be. And they're two different sizes, as you mentioned, right?
Yep.
Got it. And so they're different colors, different styles, just personal preference, I guess, as to what you want to make an offer on, right?
Absolutely. At the end of the day, we know that we need to try to sell these. So what we try to do is have a little bit of fun with our color schemes. We try different types of siding with students because they're not going to always see the same thing out in the industry. So we're always trying to change things up and have a little bit of a challenge with the structure may be the same, the size may be the same as the one next door, but we try to make them look a little bit different from one another.
Right, exactly. And of course, being smaller than the houses that you built in the past makes them, as you were telling me before we came on the air this morning, easier to transport, easier to put onto your lot, easier to do a lot of things with these.
Absolutely. These are all built on, the shed term would be skids.
Mm-hmm.
They all have skids on the bottom, and they're sized appropriately so that any of the local shed movers can pick these up with their specially designed vehicle and then move them just about anywhere you would like it to be, either on your land or in your yard.
And as far as foundation work and things like that, I imagine that can be a variety of things, right? When you put this on your lot, right? You don't need a full maybe foundation or pad, do you, or do you?
No, you don't need a full foundation or pad. So what we see and what's in the photograph right now is we put them on four individual concrete pads, and that would suffice in your yard. We would definitely recommend, if you're within the city of Farmington, to check with the local building codes and your covenants if you're in a neighborhood.
Right.
Always check with those things and do your due diligence before you do something that you're not supposed to do.
Right. Well, they could get you in trouble down the road, I suppose, too. And that's for anywhere, not just the city of Farmington, but any place where you're living, because who knows? There could be something out in the county or Bloomfield, Aztec, what have you.
Absolutely. But as far as what you need in order to put one of these on your property is very minimal. Very minimal.
Right. And again, there's no plumbing, there's no electricity, and so they're really kind of self-sustainable, I'm going to call them man caves or she sheds for the rest of the show, because I think they're too nice to be called a shed. That's my point.
We love building these, and we love the opportunity that six of these small structures give our students in smaller groups, and it spreads our students out, and we actually have more materials in these than we would in one single house. But again, the one thing that we're having difficulty with is, what do we call these?
Yeah.
We're having a hard time. We simply called them sheds.
It's a catch-all term. I understand.
Yeah, because we don't want to know. But what we would like for people to do is to come see us on Saturday, October 14th, and then they can call them whatever they want. We'd really love to showcase these.
Exactly. And of course, again, we're looking at the pictures that you sent. So if you're watching on video, again, these are almost like tiny homes without the plumbing and without the electricity. But I think the windows, the doors, they're all probably pretty sturdy. They're insulated. I mean, it's something that will, the thing was probably pretty airtight, I would think.
Absolutely. These are 120 square feet or less, and the rules state that we don't have to pull a building permit for that. Although we build these to either at building code or above building code, because that's what we're trying to teach here. That's what we're trying to instill in the people in our program and our stakeholders, is that you're always doing things the right way, always, no matter when. And so these have, the windows are up to code for this area, this climate, our climate zone. The insulation is up to code for our climate zone as well. And so we're doing everything we would if we were building a house.
Got it. And so I guess if somebody wanted to buy one of these, put it on there in the backyard or what have you, and maybe run electric to it, it meets all the codes and everything to be able to do that?
If they
check with the local folks,
so
right?
They would check with their local building inspector. If they're in the county, they'd go to the county building in Aztec, and in Farmington, they'd go to the building department and check with all of that, and then hire a licensed electrician to then come in. That licensed electrician would then pull an electrical permit,
right,
and then proceed from there. So absolutely, people can.
But the structure is up to code enough that it could be done.
They could retrofit this,
right,
however they would like for it to be.
Got it. Very good. And there you are. And here's some more pictures of some of the other work going on. And it takes about how long to build one of these sheds?
So we spend the entire school year, both fall semester and spring semester, building our structures.
Okay.
And our class program and our curriculum follows that progression. So our shortest class is a week long, and our longest classes are 8 weeks long. And we really start from the ground up. You hear that term all the time, but we start with foundations and floor framing. We start with blueprint reading and design. And we followed that progression of building a home. And then our last classes in the spring and April are cabinet design and installation, and then finish carpentry and painting.
Got it. So here we are, middle to kind of end of September. Where are you in your classes? What are they learning about this time of year?
We are very excited because we have framed in our floors for our new six structures. We have our foundations poured and in place. And in our building yard right now, we have those frames for the floors. We're putting in the subfloor at this point, so we can start to see the vision of a new shed there. So we're very excited. It's at this point where we're very excited about that. In the mornings right now, we're learning how to cost estimate a project.
Okay.
So the nuts and bolts, lots of math, lots of critical thinking in the morning. So that's what we're doing right now.
Got it. Very good. And again, you're building multiple structures, correct? So all your students can work on smaller teams, I guess, to build these throughout the course of the school year?
Yes, sir. Yep. So right now our students are in teams of three, and as we finish the floor framing process, we will mix that group up, and they'll work with someone different, and they'll even go to a different shed because that's pretty realistic in the industry. And so we're really working on teamwork and collaboration.
Got it. Okay, very good. Here's another view of your students in front of some of the sheds that they have completed. And again, these are going to be able to be viewed on the 14th. That's the viewing. But if somebody wanted to buy them before the viewing, you're going to allow that?
Absolutely. They can just give me a call at 505-566-3336. 566-3336. And I'm happy to answer questions. We're happy to also, if someone wants to get first choice on these and they want to make an appointment, just let us know and we'll make an appointment and they can come view these.
They don't have to wait till the 14th necessarily.
No, sir. No, if they're not able to show up on the 14th, if they'll be busy with the solar eclipse on that morning,
right,
then they're more than happy to make a private appointment as well.
Got you. And I want to talk again about the interiors of these, because you mentioned all the things that you're putting into these sheds, more than your typical shed. And I think that's worth noting, right? Because as we can see in the pictures here on the poster, they're a closet, you said, right? And some cabinetry too, which makes it, I think, work really well for things like a home office or a she shed or a man cave or whatever you want to use it for, it already has some of these things kind of built in.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And one of the images on our flyer, we have designed the cabinetry so that it very much would operate as a desk. Mm-hmm. We have a space in between underneath the countertop for a rolling chair. And then some of our sheds will have upper cabinets. Some of our sheds will have lower cabinets. Last year, we put in some very beautiful hardwood butcher block countertops in two or three of our structures. And so we're really just hoping that the cabinetry that we've put in, someone finds it and sees and has a vision that would work perfectly for them.
Right, right. Which I think is a really cool part of this project. And the one thing that we haven't talked about yet, Zach, is the price, right? These are all priced. It's not an auction. It's a sale. And so folks can make you an offer and, just write you a check, I suppose. Is that how it works?
Absolutely. So each shed is $6,000. And if someone is interested in a shed, they can visit with me and we can mark pending on that shed. And then they would go visit the business office at Samuel College, make their payment, present that receipt back to the building trades program. And then we would help them line up some transportation. Now, transportation is on the responsibility of the buyer, mm-hmm. but we can make some recommendations. And they can, as always, do their due diligence. See where they would like to take it. And if that's the case, we would like for professional transporters to be transporting these.
I can't just get five guys in a pickup truck to come over, probably.
No. Okay. No, we would prefer that not to happen.
Sure.
At the end of the day, the professional transport crews are very inexpensive, extremely professional. And
you've worked with them over the years too, haven't you? Pretty much all the ones that folks would maybe choose. And so you've got a pretty good relationship with them, and they know what to expect when they show up at your yard to load these things.
They know what to expect. We have spaced all the sheds just for them and for their machinery. But again, if someone has someone else that's a professional mover, they're more than welcome to do that as well. But that's the other benefit, is these are small. It's less expensive than moving an entire house.
True. Very true. And so again, that's kind of what's happening. And if folks need to check their local HOA or what have you, they have between now and the 14th to do that. And then they can still come and check this out at the viewing, or if they want to come ahead of time, if they can't wait, they can make arrangements with you. The phone number is on the screen there again, 505-566-3336 is the right number, right?
Yes. Thank you, Scott. And then also if they can't make the 14th viewing or previous to that, they're more than welcome to give us a call and see what we have remaining after that date. We'll continue to sell the sheds until they're all gone.
Okay, but there's a chance that they could sell out.
Oh, we are hoping so. We have our fingers crossed, and we really feel like our students have done a very tremendous job with these, and that they're gonna go very fast.
And the price again, $6,000. It doesn't matter which size that you choose. That's the price. And I would assume that there's probably about $6,000 worth of materials in these things.
You are correct, Scott. So that is just our materials.
Okay.
So our material cost, we figure out our material cost each school year, and then we essentially divide that by six, and that's our material cost. So there's no. The thing in New Mexico is the other trades are separate licensed trades, and those would be initial costs that we would have to incur. And with these sheds not having electrical or plumbing or HVAC, we haven't paid for that labor. So these don't include any labor costs.
Gotcha. So I could not pay someone to replicate these things for $6,000.
I don't believe so.
Right? I mean, if you're not charging labor, I think that's a big deal. And I think if folks were to price these out elsewhere, they would maybe be a little surprised at how much it might cost them over $6,000.
They're always surprised at how much it would cost.
Right. You mentioned that these six sheds that you build each school year have more materials than what you were doing a few years ago when you were building a house, a two-bedroom, three-bedroom house, I think is what we talked about when you were here last time. And we know that material costs are going up. Is that an issue for your program? I know sometimes folks will donate, some stores will donate things, and that maybe must help you budget-wise and continue to be able to offer these opportunities for your students.
We are very fortunate at Samuel College that we have the opportunity to have an account in which we get to build these. And And we try to become very good stewards of that, those taxpayer dollars. And we're always trying to find the best price. We're trying to take anything as a donation or in kind. And with these, yes, we do have more materials. But the one thing that's different from when we built our homes is, again, we don't have any labor costs. So we're mm-hmm. saving a tremendous amount of money in these six small structures as opposed to a house without those labor costs. And the labor costs are justified. I mean, companies have workman's comp, and they have insurance, and they have to keep their bond and their professional license. But what we really enjoy is the students having more opportunity to work on these small structures. In a normal house, we have two exterior doors, and with these, we have six exterior doors. Right. So we've increased three times the amount of doors that they are going to install, which is a big benefit for our students. They all get quite a bit more hands-on experience.
Right, exactly. And again, I would assume that the proceeds from these sales are going to just be turned back into the program and help you to pay for materials for the next round of sheds. Isn't that how it works? It
kind
of
goes,
it gets reinvested in the program.
The money just goes right back into the San Juan College Fund. And then San Juan College makes sure every year, and is always very gracious about making sure that we have enough money to continue our program. And they're very flexible with what it is that we want to build according to our class size and material costs as well.
Right. But that's a great point, I think, about having these smaller structures that, again, take the same skills and the same type of thing, but maybe with all your students, maybe now they all get a chance to install a door because you have six of them, as opposed to maybe just a few installing the two on a typical home.
Absolutely. So we have more doors, both interior and exterior. We have more windows. We have more siding, more shingles, more square footage of floor space. That was a happy accident for us, is that we, after our first year of doing this, we realized that we had gone through more materials, and that's we believe that that's a very beneficial thing for our students.
Right. And this is the first shed sale, right? This is the first sale since you've kind of changed gears a little bit and are building these smaller structures to allow more of your students to take part in more of the construction steps along the way.
Yes, sir. So this is the first time. This is two school years worth of sheds.
Got it.
But this is our first sale of these sheds. So we're very anxious, and we're very excited to offer these up to the public.
Right. And there's a total of 12?
Total of 12. We have nine that are 10 by 12, and we have three that have a different roof line, more of a shed style roof line, and those are 8 by 14. So a little bit more narrow, but longer.
Right.
And a different style.
Sure. And you can see some of those maybe in the picture, I think, here, right? Okay. As we look at it on the video. And they're all available so far?
So far,
you know,
we have 12 that are available.
And again, if you're a betting person, you can wait till the 14th and see what's left. If you want to get first dibs, you can call Zach and maybe make an appointment and come by and see firsthand and put your offer in and get your paperwork and lined up, and off you go.
Absolutely. This would be a beautiful place to be as the fall progresses through the Four Corners, and you can have this become your man cave, she shed, home office, hobby house, and be ready and be enjoying it before the cold sets in.
Exactly. But it's really just ready to go. I mean, as you mentioned, it's painted, it's finished on the inside, it's got insulation, and so I think it's going to be fairly easy to use for whatever you want to use it for, with maybe a few modifications if you need to put a TV on the wall or something. I'm just thinking out loud, of what people might want to do with these things. So they're great. And congrats to you and your students, because they're solid and they're going to last a long time.
Absolutely. Thank you. We're very, very fortunate that we get to work with such a great cohort of students each school year.
Well, you teach them a lot, and you've got a lot of success stories, I know, from students who've gone off to do great things in the construction industry. So
absolutely. That's what we really love. We love seeing and hearing. We love to stand behind them in the line at the lumber yard and hear about what they're working on and who they're working for, or maybe that they've passed the test and have their contractor's license and now have hung their own shingle. Those are true success stories.
Very true. Well, it's a great program. Zach, thanks for sharing it with us this morning. And again, the shed sale is, the viewing is on October 14th, 8 a.m. to high noon, as you said. And they're available, though, today. If you want to make an offer and get your financing ready to go, I think Zach will make you a deal.
Absolutely.
Okay, there you are, everyone. There's 12 available, and I hope you sell them all.
Thank you very much, Scott. We appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. Good luck with everything. We'll see you next time.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Zach Pettyjohn from the San Juan College Building Trades Program, my guest right here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.